Up here we are in our theme song by Truman. Greg Serrano, it's always great. Up there we are at Davis Farms now. And Matt, who's now training Danny's horse Picaro, and here's kind of an interesting fact. Picaro's actually, the name Picaro came from, I chose that name because it's my father's horse. He's got a horse named Picaro, and he was extremely excited to hear that I used the horse's name in the show. Every time Picaro has a storyline, he's glued to the television. He thinks Picaro should be the main character of the entire show. I have to tell him that's not going to be the case, but... Matt suggesting Chris to be the jockey, and of course this isn't going over well with Danny because she knows that, you know, Matt's, you know, had some feelings for Chris in the past, and you know, she's a little jealous, but Matt's convincing her that their relationship is getting strong, and he, you know, he doesn't care about Chris romantically. He only wants, you know, to help Danny win. So he's using all his charms to show Danny that he wants her back. That's pretty hot when he wants to be. Up there, they're going at it on the couch. So now we're back at Raintree, and Jean's in the middle of a inventory project. And it's typical Jean that when she has a lot on her mind, she tries to keep herself busy so she's not thinking about stuff. Matt knows her, he knows his mom, so he can tell there's something going on. Now here's Chris. The first thing she's done is she's trying to look up some information about the John Zach horse Midnight Vulture, because John Zach's asked her to hold back so that Midnight Vulture can win the race. So she's looking up information about that when Danny and Matt come in. Of course, Danny has a plan, and Matt's, he doesn't get what it is. He's sort of going along for the ride here. So she's inviting them to a fashion show, and Matt's attitude is, me at a fashion show? What's that about? Matt looks green. He doesn't want to go to that fashion show. But Danny's always got a plan. She's smart, and you know, she could be manipulative. So here she's telling Matt what the reasoning is. She wants Chris to ride for her, but she knows Chris. They don't have a good history. You know, she hasn't been very nice to Chris in the past, so she's going to try to build a little bit of a friendship before she asks her to ride. There they are, the lovebirds. Oh, here's Pete. Now, Pete, Jean's ex-husband, Pete's come back, and this is the first time that Jean and Pete have talked since they kind of got together. And Jean's been involved with Charlie. She really cares about Charlie. She made one mistake with her ex-husband. So this was a really interesting scene to write because, you know, you're wondering, how is Jean going to react? Is she going to blame Pete? But of course, Jean's not the kind of person to do that. She blames herself. She takes responsibility for her own actions, and she feels really bad about it. And Pete's stepping up, you know, he's acting like a friend to her, And Jeans thinks, well, you know, maybe he's going to be an okay ex-husband. Maybe he's going to really be in my kid's life. So she's trying to give him a break. They're just so terrific. She's so emotional here and warm. And you really feel for her because she's really gone through a lot with this guy, and she's still forgiving him and letting him back into her life because she wants Matt and Todd, her sons, to, you know, have a father. Now, this is an interesting scene. You know, John Zach has threatened Chris. If she doesn't throw that race, something will happen to Pablo. And here's Pablo, and he's driving home. He's heading home with Wildfire, and his car starts to stall out. Now, we actually did two versions of this stunt, and one of them was a little bit bigger explosion. And when we did it in the rough cut, we looked out in the rough cut, it was just too big. It was huge. And the actor, we had a stuntman who stood in for Pablo in that scene, and he just fell back and he literally blew into the air. And we just kind of felt like that was too much. Like it looked like Pablo wasn't even going to survive. So that was actually a reshoot, which is something that we rarely do, but we did do it in this case.